Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at one of the most practical questions any business owner asks when they start exploring AI. Can I use it to fix my operations without losing control of them? The article is called AI for Operations: Streamlining Processes Without Losing Control by Brett Allegre Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
And it's a question worth asking properly, because I've seen businesses rush at automation and create more problems than they solve.
Brett's piece cuts straight to that. The core argument is this: AI removes friction from repetitive, data-heavy processes, but only if you keep humans in control, train your team properly, and review your automation rules on a regular basis.
So it's not a set-and-forget thing.
Not even close. The article names five areas where AI delivers the biggest impact in operations: inventory and supply chain, scheduling and resource allocation, maintenance planning, customer service, and document processing.
Those are the spots where your team's attention is already stretched thin. The work that chews up hours every week, but doesn't actually need a human brain making every decision.
Right. And the article makes a point that I think gets missed a lot. AI doesn't replace people. It removes the friction that stops people from doing their best work. Your team shifts from chasing problems to solving them.
That framing matters, because the first question most managers ask is, will this replace my staff? And the answer here is no. Their role just changes.
There's a real-world example in the piece that makes this concrete. A UK manufacturing company used AI to monitor production line data in real time. Instead of waiting for a breakdown, the system predicted when equipment was likely to fail and notified the maintenance team early.
How much of a difference did that actually make?
30% drop in unplanned downtime. And more importantly, the team could schedule repairs calmly instead of reacting in crisis mode. That's the shift Brett's describing, from reactive chaos to proactive control.
That's the kind of result that gets a skeptic's attention. But what's the risk if you get it wrong? Because invisible chaos is the phrase Brett uses, and it sticks.
That's exactly what the oversight section addresses. When you automate operations, it's easy to lose sight of what's happening behind the scenes. The article says before you automate any process, you need to define four things clearly: who monitors system actions and approvals, how exceptions get reviewed, what data the system can access and where it's stored, and how privacy is maintained during analysis.
So there's no blind trust in the system?
None. Visibility and accountability at every step. And that connects directly to the human element. Your team needs to understand what the AI is doing and why. They need the authority to question outputs and pause automation when something looks off. AI should augment their control, not remove it.
Because a team without authority spots problems before they get expensive.
Exactly. And the article makes another point I hadn't seen put quite this plainly before. Operational AI often fails not because of the technology, but because of the people. If staff feel left out or threatened, they resist, and a resisted system fails faster than a flawed one.
So the rollout is as much about communication as it is about configuration.
Communicate early. Explain what's changing, why it benefits them, and how it improves their working day. Bring your most experienced people into the testing phase. When they see the benefits firsthand, they lead the rollout instead of blocking it.
There's also a concept in the piece I hadn't heard named before: prompt drift.
Yes. Prompt drift is when your business processes, regulations, or goals evolve over time, but the AI's automation rules don't get updated to match. So a system that once worked perfectly starts producing inaccurate or non-compliant outputs, and nobody notices until something goes wrong.
That's genuinely alarming when you think about it. You automate something, it works fine for 6 months, and then quietly starts getting things wrong.
The fix is straightforward. Schedule regular reviews of your automation rules. Put it in the calendar quarterly. Adjust whenever workflows, regulations, or strategic goals change. Prompt maintenance is what keeps a system accurate and compliant over time.
So this is ongoing maintenance, not a one-time installation.
That's the whole point. Brett's article describes a 7-step framework that every Anabu project follows. The first two steps are creating a plan and bringing your team on board. He calls those two your compass. If the business impact isn't clear before you start, pause. Clarity today saves chaos tomorrow.
All right, so what's the one thing someone should actually do this week?
Pick one high-friction process, the one your team complains about the most. Map every step before you touch anything. Who owns it? Where the data lives? What's actually happening? Simplify it first. Remove unnecessary steps. Clean your data. Then think about automation.
Mine is simpler. Define your oversight rules before you flip any switch. Who monitors it? Who can pause it? What gets reviewed? Write it down. That alone changes how carefully you go into it.
The full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well.
Worth doing.